This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A female is assisting police after a house was destroyed by fire at Riverland St. Philip. Residents in Nelson Street frustrated about smoke from the QEH incinerator, which continues to affect them. The DLP defends decision to rename its auditorium in honor of the father of independence, Errol Barrow. St. Vincent increasing its surveillance for cases of leprosy as Caribbean countries continue to record cases of the disease. And Pakistan condemns a deadly Iranian missile strike on its territory. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A female is assisting police in their investigations after a house was destroyed by fire in St. Philip this morning. Starcom Network News understands the fire occurred following a family dispute. In a statement, police said around 7:30 this morning, they responded to a house fire at a wooden one-bedroom house at Riverland St. Philip. The house was owned and occupied by 53-year-old Keith Gittens. Divisional officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Tremel Perch, said a car was also extensively damaged.
We would have responded to the fire at Riverland this morning. I was the senior officer in charge. We had Station Officer McAllister and 8 fire officers. We would have responded from Bridgetown Station and St. John's Fire Station with 2 water tenders. And there was one wooden house was involved. The house was destroyed, and evidently there was a car on the site as well that was extensively damaged.
Divisional officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Tremel Perch. Residents in the Nelson Street area said they are upset and frustrated over the smoke from an incinerator at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, which continues to be a nuisance. A resident told Starcom Network News the smoke from the incinerator has been affecting residents for some time, stressing most days she cannot breathe. She wants the matter urgently addressed.
This hospital smoke, I'm asthmatic, and I cannot be staying at home, or if I go on to where they come, I cannot stay, I cannot breathe. It is toxic, and I cannot breathe. And I need something done with it because it's too regular. It affected the whole neighborhood. You can't see a face sometimes, not only that, getting worse every evening. When you smell it, let me tell you something. People have to put on masks. We have asthmatics around here. We have old people. We have children. And this is not healthy. Wherever the burning is carrying, the scent is very bad. Every evening at 4 o'clock it starts. So at 8 o'clock at night it starts when you're supposed to be in your house relaxing. You can't open your window, you can't do nothing, you can't put clothes on your leg because it smells like the hospital. And nobody's doing nothing about it, nobody's listening. And this is too much, this is too much.
A resident of Nelson Street. Meantime, communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, tells Starcom Network News they have reduced the number of days they will be burning to relieve the residents and businesses in the area.
So first, let me apologize to the residents in our immediate environs for what they're experiencing as far as the incinerator is concerned. In December, we would have released an advisory saying that we would reduce the number of days that we would be burning using the incinerator. The Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays only. And that continues. So tomorrow will be the last day. And then on Friday, straight through to Monday, there will be no burning using the incinerator.
He also said they have parts on order, which will reduce the level of smoke coming from the incinerator and improve the situation for the residents.
Some new afterburners, some new parts for the existing incinerator that should improve the burn. And once those are introduced into the mechanism, there should be a reduction in the level of smoke being expelled from the plant. So we're hoping to get that on track soon. Also, we have another site that we are doing burning at right now to help reduce the backlog that has been created because of the reduction in days that we are burning. So all of these measures we are putting into place to help improve the situation as far as residents are concerned. We do sincerely apologize for the inconvenience, and we're moving as quick as possible to address the situation.
Communication specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. The George Street Auditorium will be renamed to honor the Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrow, despite recent controversy surrounding the renaming. This was disclosed by General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett, at the party's media launch this morning to outline its Errol Barrow week of activities. It was reported that a WhatsApp message was circulating that was alleging to be from Mr. Barrow's son, stating that the renaming of the auditorium went against his father's wishes. However, offering apologies to the family, Mr. Blackett says the party stood by its decision to rename the auditorium after its founding father.
The renaming ceremony sprung out of a resolution that was tabled, discussed, debated, and passed at our last annual conference. If there was one misstep that we would have made as a party, it is probably not informing the family. And at this point, as General Secretary of this party, I want to proffer an apology to the family that this was not done. But certainly, anybody who knows how this party operates would know that anything we do to honor the memory of the Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrow is done in a good spirit. What we're doing here is honoring the wish of the highest decision-making body of this party outside of the General Council, and the annual conference spoke overwhelmingly to renaming the auditorium.
He also responded to comments which stated that Mr. Barrow himself did not want anything to be named after him.
Subsequent to all of that, several monuments and statues have been erected in Barbados in his honor. The Errol Barrow Center for Creative Imagination has been named after him. His picture appears on our $50 bill. A statue was erected in Independence Square in his honor. A park was also erected and named in his honor. And while all this is going on, the house that Barrow built is standing as a tribute to his blood, sweat, and tears. And therefore, 42 years later, I believe that it was not the initiative of the leadership of the party. This initiative sprung out of the members of the party through the resolution.
General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett. The Ministry of Health has increased surveillance for leprosy throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. In a statement, the ministry also said it is closely monitoring the situation in neighbouring countries which have recorded cases of the disease. According to officials, the country has recorded only one case of leprosy since 2018. However, that case was successfully managed and that person is living a normal life. And finally, Iran launched a missile attack apparently targeting militant bases in western Pakistan, which killed two children. The operation targeted the militant group Jaish al-Adli, which Tehran's foreign minister described as an Iranian terrorist group in Pakistan. The attack occurred in Balochistan and comes after Iran attacked targets in Iraq and Syria earlier this week. Recapping the headlines, a female is assisting police after a house was destroyed by fire at Riverland St. Philip. Residents in Nelson Street frustrated about smoke from the QEH incinerator, which continues to affect them. The DLP defends decision to rename its auditorium in honor of the father of independence, Errol Barrow. St. Vincent increasing its surveillance for cases of leprosy as Caribbean countries continue to record cases of the disease. And Pakistan condemns deadly Iranian missile strike on its territory. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.